With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so you and your buddy are into the same girl. And you've got a little bit of like a competitive thing with each other where like you're both pretty sure that she's into you and you're like, you're gonna get her first, right? But then she rejects you both. And then your buddy kind of looks at you and is like, so are we doing this? What do you do?
Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. Okay.
So now,
wait, do we not say who we are anymore? We're all so thrown.
Okay. I'm Patrick Ellers.
And you have a very free and loose. Okay, all right, fine. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan. Okay, sorry. Back on it.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
You are loose according to Colin.
I'm loose.
You have a free flying feeling towards your friends.
Yeah.
Wait, so your friend says to you, we should bang.
Your friend says to you, we've both been rejected.
By the same
person.
We
should bang. And then through whatever means, you find them sexually attractive.
But okay, didn't up until this moment.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's
whatever
like,
means.
So it's like a
whatever
magic?
Get struck by lightning while you're both peeing into a fountain?
No, you were distracted by this girl.
Right. That's right.
Oh, you didn't see what was right in front of you. I do like that narrative.
Yes, there we go.
And the thing
is,
like, you got really competitive about her, right?
Yeah.
So, like, to the point where you were almost enemies sometimes.
It's like you stuck into it.
Were you like, you are enemies?
Can it be like a thing where, like, so you guys are like, oh, we both got rejected. And then one of them's like, oh, but I really thought it was, like, really great when you did this. And then the other guy's like, you know, I thought it was really great when you did this. And then it's like, wait, we appreciate each other. We respect each other.
And we spend so much time just competing with each other anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think sex is?
No, sex.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do that.
The sex
Colin.
Between the two of you is nightmarish because both of you are like, I'm going to win the sex.
Okay, but if you're treating it as like the goal of the sex is to satisfy the other person, then it's fine. Then competition is fine.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't say great.
Wait, what does the competition do here? Like, I am just having confusion about, like, is it like I'm going to like make you come faster or is it like...
we're gonna have great sex.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like off the hook sex.
Off the hook.
Yeah,
I'm staying by.
Okay, a picture frame will hit the ground.
Usually these things are inspired by or related to a pop culture.
It's
thing.
Inspired by
your life.
No, this is inspired by his like dear diary. Wouldn't it be cool if like.
Do you want to know what this comes from?
Yeah,
no, I do.
Are you guys familiar with Bowsette?
Only from your Twitter account.
Only from like Twitter and Reddit.
Yeah, which is the only place it exists.
Yeah.
So in the new Mario game that is coming out on Switch, Toadette can get the Super Crown, which turns her into Peachette, which is somehow a cross between Princess Peach and Toadette. No one understands the naming convention.
Okay. And also, why?
Also, why? But so the thinking is that this special crown can turn characters in the Mario universe into Peach-like characters. And the internet took the example of Mario and Bowser from the end of Mario Odyssey.
Yes.
When Peach is like, forget both of you guys.
Moment in Mario history.
A great moment in Mario history. Mm-hmm. And then, we stay with Mario and Bowser. Bowser pulls out this crown, this super crown, pops it on his head, and becomes Bowsette.
Uh-huh.
And then Mario and Bowser bang.
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay,
there's a problem with your framing.
Yeah.
Because
what's that?
Mario and Bowser are famously not friends.
They go go-karting together. They play tennis against each other.
Also, it's a group hang.
Called them
it's
friends.
A group it's a group hang.
I said
not,
buddies.
No, they're not. They are the whole gang is going karting.
Yeah.
And it's Bowser's coming. Well, I guess I'll go if I can beat his ass.
Mario asks if Bowser is coming because he cares that little.
Yeah, but Bowser
thinking
cares.
Of him as a social.
They also connection. Team up in Super Mario RPG. I can't be convinced that they are not at least sort of friends.
What?
That's
insane.
Such an opinion.
That's such a I feel like it's you. This is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
like
please.
You found this fanfic that you were trying to get us to read, and right. No one wants to. And you're like, no, I swear they're friends. Okay, so they are friends. There is that chemistry there, and we're like, I don't see it.
They're friends.
Orchestrated.
They're definitely friends.
You started this podcast with us. You started this podcast with us. Over a year ago,
right.
With the long con of getting us to read this fanfic.
Okay. All right. Here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I could be into this. Here's how. Bowser has always wanted Mario.
That
tracks.
Because Bowsette is, there's nothing changed for Bowsette.
No.
To be into Mario now.
His circumstances are the same.
He's the same. So Bowser has always wanted Mario. That's what this has been about for Bowser from the beginning.
Which makes perfect sense.
And then he's willing to do whatever. And this goes back to, I like this. He's willing to chait. He's like, all right, cool. You gonna fuck me with this crown on?
Yeah, but I guess my question that brings me to the whole, does the ends justify the means? Will Bowsette actually be satisfied in the long run, knowing that the only reason he got Mario to fuck him was because he physically emulated Mario's true love? That's always gonna be there.
Yeah, that's
for
always
Bowsette.
Gonna be there. I do think he's not gonna be able, Bowser is not going to be able to rest until
he gets fucked by Mario.
He gets that sweet
he's gotta
Mario
get that Mario
booty.
D. Yeah.
So he'll get the D.
Can you pull out that Mario in the
Tux
outfit?
We do have them dressed up as grooms.
Yes, there are some Weebos acting as a physical aid.
Oh, I don't even get to see. Oh, you just
Amiibo,
see his ass a little.
Oh, thank you.
He's got a nice little tush.
Yeah, so I was curious about his butt. I was like, is it perky? Is it pert? It is a little pert and perky.
It's not bad.
It is interesting, I think, that the only emotional journey that we're on in this question is Bowser's. I don't know that we even have an emotional journey with Mario, right?
Do we ever really?
I don't think we ever really do.
Nobody really cares too much about what Mario's thinking.
I mean, I love Mario, but I don't care what he's thinking.
Yeah,
I don't think he does.
Do you love Mario?
I do. I would put on a crown and fuck Mario. That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
I think that was a question we all answered. Okay, but Mario is a good time boy only.
Yeah, yes, he's not there for the tough stuff.
No. So, honestly, I think Bowser is going to have an okay night. And I think this is the end for Bowser.
Then it's just going to be an okay night. Oh, that's
I think it's going to be that was fun. But there's going to be no emotional connection. There's going to be nothing. The next day, Bowser wakes up. He takes off his crown.
Goes back to being Bowser.
I think he becomes a different kind of guy.
Oh, but because
now he's not as angry anymore.
But what happens the next time they run into each other on the Rainbow Road? It's going to be so weird. Because Mario is going to be so arm's length and deflecty.
Yeah.
And what? Anyway.
Yeah.
What's what's the ghost character up to? I'm going to go talk to him for a while.
He calls him that, too, because he doesn't care about anybody.
Yeah, he doesn't know anyone.
Once this is over, I think Bowser can become better friends with Luigi, with Yoshi, with everyone
else. Do you think who Mario's betrayed.
Well, because everyone who's close to Mario knows Mario is...
looks out for number one.
Two-dimensional.
He's a gonna win. And so on.
Yes.
Do you think this changes Bowser's relationship with Princess Peach? Essentially becoming her.
Yeah, I think he writes her a letter.
And the letter?
His apology.
Wow.
Remember, because he's been kidnapping her.
No, I know.
Since the 80s.
He's been kidnapping her the 80s. Over and over again. And so I think, yeah, he writes her a letter being like, this was never about you.
Right.
I'm so sorry this happened. I'm doing some soul searching.
Learned a lot about myself.
Oh, gosh.
I have a castle that you can have.
He's just giving up his castle?
Yep.
Wow.
Because he needs to go on a journey.
That's a hell of a journey. Like, the giving up all your worldly possessions journey is a big one.
You know what he does?
What's he do?
He goes on a walkabout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he meets a big hulking figure that can understand being the bad guy to Mario.
Who?
He and Donkey Kong fall in love!
Oh, DK.
He knows Donkey Kong, though. They go-kart together.
Yeah, they're already buddies.
That's like being in the same room. And honestly, battling.
We just recently changed our record day from it was having to be on weekends for a little while. And I feel like Patrick has been go-karting every Thursday night.
That's right.
And he's like been meeting like
I've been meeting all kinds of
Here's
people.
Here's the thing. He thinks that everyone that rented go-karts are his friends. He's like, I'm friends with like 13-year-olds. Yes, it was a bar mitzvah. I don't care. They're my friends. We've go-karted together.
Oh my god. I mean, if there's only 14 of them, that actually sounds like a nice, like, small, intimate bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the adults weren't doing it. It's the kids. So actually, it's quite a few kids.
It's just the kids and me.
And Patrick.
Well, like, yeah, you weren't part of the party. You're not their friend.
They had 14 go-karts. And then they were like, single riders.
Oh. And I was like, yo!
And they're like, I'm looking for friends!
Yeah.
Oh man. I bet they all thought you were kind of a fool.
Kind of a dummy.
Yeah.
Kind of a fool.
Uh-huh.
Guys, I don't know why, but we're talking ships of fools today.
It's because Colin pitched the name and we loved it.
Colin pitched like a storm.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Good job, man.
And one of them was Ship of Fools. You want to care to explain where this comes from, Colin?
Well, I mean, it's a famous Grateful Dead song, and I don't listen to the Grateful Dead really anymore. But I mean, I think about them every day, as I'm sure
every day,
as I'm sure Mogi does as well. It's just when you spend that many years, I know you love them. I know you still love them deep down. But when I actually, so sorry, side note, when I did like go and like, I was like, I should listen to Ship of Fools after the text. And I was like, fuck, this is not one of their best songs.
But it was funny because it was a flurry of topic potentials. And one was Ship of Fools. And then Ship of Fools was in my head, or at least just the hook. And then I said to the text thread, yeah, I've had an earworm since yesterday. I'm going to have to listen to this song. And everyone but Colin in the text thread was like, what are you talking? What earworm? Please tell me more.
Oh, here's the thing. I didn't know that Ship of Fools was a song.
I didn't know that either. I mean,
Colin had said he got it from Jerry Garcia.
Here's the thing.
Right. And at that point,
who
I got it.
Who is a singer?
But I got it.
No, I
and
get
also,
that.
It's pronounced Cherry Garcia.
It is not.
It is not. It is not. But still, though, I think because Patrick and I aren't as familiar with the song, like we weren't like. After you said Cherry Garcia, I was like, okay, it's a song. But I still, for some reason, there was some synapse like not working. Unrelated, Patrick and I have been depressed. So I think maybe this is like issue with maybe like the stars. Like, or maybe like Mercury.
Hold on. You're blaming the galaxy?
Here's the thing. If you have gotten to the point where you're blaming the galaxy, you might be ready to fucking listen to some Grateful Dead, great, man. You could be like,
but this is what I'm saying. This is why we couldn't make it. We couldn't put it together.
Yes.
Because it was the energy in the sun.
I literally never heard that song.
I've never heard it ever.
Because
yeah, me neither.
I don't know that I've talked about this on the show, but I come from.
It brings all of us great joy.
A family of deadheads.
Yes.
Particularly my father and my brother, but then all of my dad's side of the family. So I've spent literally countless hours listening to the Grateful Dead. Every time I go home to visit, I listen to.
Sometimes almost, you go to concerts.
Oh, almost every time I visit, I go to at least one either Dead cover band or the Dead show, because that's what you got to do. I go to Gypsy Sally's, which if you're into jam bands and you're in the DC area, that's the place to go. There's a VW van inside the bar.
Nice.
Committing to the bit.
Yes. That's all they do is commit to the bit. And then we listen to XM, the Grateful Dead station.
Oh, nice.
For the entire time you're in a car that's turned on.
You never change it up with a little bluegrass junction?
No, we literally don't. Sometimes Tom Petty radio. Weird. If my dad's feeling spicy.
Oh my gosh.
But otherwise, it's all Dead. Though I'm sorry. There's also a Jam On station. So we'll sometimes listen to the Jam On station.
Well, thank you for telling us that, because I didn't buy it.
And I was giving my brother guff about listening to the Jam On station. I was like, yeah, I listen to modern music. And he's like, oh my God, there's so much modern music comes on. And then a Dave Matthews Band song came on. He's like, see? And I was like, no, Stevie.
No, that's 25 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Oh, modern that's so music. Funny. The hottest, newest jams.
By Dave Matthews
Band. Dave Matthews Band. But anyway, yeah. So I've heard a lot of Grateful Dead songs.
Including Ship of Fools.
Ship of Fools.
So do we come up with ships with fools in them, or how did everyone interpret this?
Along those lines.
Yeah. I chose two very dumb characters.
Let's hear it.
I love, and I love their love. So mine comes from the world of Kimmy Schmidt, and my ship is between Titus Andromedon and Mikey Politano.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good ship.
They're so cute, and they are ever so dumb.
They're both very dumb.
They're so stupid. But the thing I love about them is, like, so, you know, from the beginning of the series, when Mikey was just, like, sort of a one-off bit, yeah. Who, like, through catcalling Kimmy, like, discovers, like, oh, maybe there's something more to my life.
Yeah.
He became, like, a full three-dimensional character with wants and needs. And because of Titus's nature of being a complete selfish monster who is unaware of anyone else's feelings, they have this great, like, dramatic back and forth where, like, Titus cannot satisfy him in any way. But I still have hope for them, because Mikey might be stupid enough not to realize how bad Titus is for him.
Ooh, that's a little bit of a sad state of affairs, though, right?
I like sad things.
It's a love the one you're with kind of thing.
Man,
but there's a whole city for Mikey.
And he does, well, so by the time we get to season four, he is with someone new and presumably better for him. But I don't know, Titus is like back on the hunt. He's gonna get that boy.
And for as dumb and selfish as Titus is, he's also a fucking delight.
Yeah, he's great.
A tour de force.
He's entertaining.
Yeah.
So,
that is a good one.
Yeah, I mean, maybe even if he's
sad.
If he's not like a real sad. But like, who among us wouldn't want to just spend more time with Titus?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, and it
you just, like, can't rely on him for anything.
Yeah, and flat out, like, on paper, like, I think it's a little sad. But in that universe, like, the bar of intelligence is across the board much lower than the real world that I think. They're just like average Joes in that universe. So it's kind of like softens the blow a little bit.
God, I never really thought about how dumb the universe of
Everyone's
Schmidt
is. Very stupid.
Everyone's
very
real
dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And very literal. Everyone's very literal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they found that, and then they just sort of kept ringing that bell.
It works for me every time.
It's so good.
That's great. Well, can I say that, so at first I was going to ship this person with themselves, but then you mentioned Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and I decided to ship this person with somebody from that universe.
Oh, dope.
Because of what you said. So mine is from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Lillian the Landlord.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
With Teddy from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, that's pretty
good. Yeah.
Oh, that is pretty good.
Yeah.
So Teddy.
Teddy is the friend that is always, he talks like this. Like, he's always.
Ah, Bob.
Like, he might be a longshoreman or something.
Yeah. He gives me that vibe.
He has the vibe. I have no idea. I don't remember what he does.
Yeah.
He's just like a general contractor.
He's a handyman.
He wears a skull cap.
Yeah.
Sorry, Colin. General contractor.
He's a general contractor.
He's a handyman. Fine. Whatever. We're living in the Stone Age.
He's a general contractor. Oh, he wears a skull cap. He wears like a denim or maybe chambray top that's always tucked into jeans or like work pants, like Dickie type pants.
Has a burger for lunch every day.
Every
like clockwork.
Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But he's very desperate for friendship and but still, like, at first I was shipping him by myself because even though he is desperate for friendship, he still like has his own fun and like can entertain himself. But I do think that if he were partnered with Lillian, not only would the like surface things like he's a general contractor, she's a landlord, like they help each other out like business wise, but they also are just like very dumb, but also generally like happy go lucky type people that do have like kind of this darkness underneath. And I think they both like being helpful and needed. But they also like helping.
They also both value like the place that they're in for what it is and not for like what it could be, like how it could change.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Lillian is always like raging against like gentrification in her neighborhood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like that feels like a total Teddy thing where like he just wants to go to the mom and pop burger place.
Yeah.
Like every day. So they're both just like content to like live their weird little lives.
Yeah.
I think that's a great chip.
And I think they're also very like into routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like they could have a really cute little routine together.
Yeah. And I think she's also not a super moral character.
Right.
And he is very much like a accept people where they are person.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think that someone more morally righteous wouldn't work with her.
No.
But also, he's not going to get her into more trouble.
Right.
No, he won't.
Right. And he's not going to try to change her either.
No.
Yeah. And he will, like, help her.
Yep.
Because he cares about her.
Right.
But he also has, like, this fierce sense of loyalty. So I feel like in certain situations, he can curb her appetite for destruction if, like, the right circumstances arise.
Yes.
There is one little bump in the road, though.
What?
Who moves? Does Teddy go to New York or does Lillian go to the wharf?
Oh, geez.
I know. That's tough.
Or is it an LDR?
It might be an LDR. Ooh. I think it could be an interesting, like a rare case of an LDR that's like pretty working.
I don't think Lillian can leave.
No, she can't leave.
New York. I don't think. I mean, she did in Kimmy Schmidt and it was a disaster.
It was not good. No.
And I don't think he can leave the wharf.
Yeah, you might be right. It's got to be long dist.
And I think they maybe do a thing where they'll like spend weekends with each other or like, you know, but I don't think they leave. And I think that another thing too is that I think they respect each other's boundaries.
Yeah, I think he commutes to her.
I think he probably does.
Yeah, I don't think she commutes to him, no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. She can't drive, right?
Well, and she's pretty selfish.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, she'd be the alpha.
For sure. For sure.
Teddy wants that. No matter who Teddy ends up with, Teddy's going to end
that.
Up
Teddy needs
it's not
Teddy
about
needs
want.
A little guidance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, that's mine.
Ship it.
That's good. I ship it too.
All right, Patrick, what you got?
So I pulled my ship. I like that we're all doing these from like TV comedies, by the way.
Yeah.
So far.
So far.
So far.
Here comes the bookworm.
No, this is also from a TV.
Dumb characters.
Yeah. Where are the dumbest characters? On TV! I'm pulling mine from The Good Place.
Ooh.
So I'm going Jason Mendoza, aka Jianyu, and Darcy Carden's Janet, the robot character, who's not actually
a robot.
So gold.
But so
I've never seen this show.
Okay, so
I don't care if you spoil it.
They're all dead.
I know that part.
Janet is like a personified information kiosk, basically.
She's like a human Siri.
Yes. Mm. And she keeps getting rebooted throughout the course of the series. And at one point falls in love with Jason. Jason is dumb. He's the dumbest. They repeatedly explain to him like the circumstances that they're in, and he just doesn't fucking get it.
He's dumb and sweet.
He's dumb and sweet. Janet has all the information in the known universe, but is emotionally can't even really process the fact that she's in love with Jason, but knows that she is.
Yeah.
And like wants to learn and discover it, but like, you know, is emotionally a fool.
Yes.
So I think the two of them together, even though one isn't human and the other one is dead, slash maybe isn't dead anymore, I don't really know, I like them together.
I do too. I mean, they do their wedding dance to Digital Get Down, the cyber sex song from NSYNC.
The cyber sex song from NSYNC.
I mean, just in case you don't know what Digital Get Down is. Yeah.
How does it go?
Digital, get down.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. And it was like a kind of scandalous song on that album. But in retrospect, what the fuck NSYNC?
I know. It was like that embarrassing time of early internet.
Yes.
I feel like Joey wrote that one.
Digital,
get down. I like them together a lot as well.
It also, it seems like the most responsible thing to do with Jason. Like, right?
I mean, he's got a boyishness.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of like, ooh, faces happening right now.
You know the emoji with all its teeth showing?
Yeah, yeah, that one. That's the one that shows up if you type in sorry. Oh, you know
really?
That?
That's
Can you imagine texting that to somebody instead of saying sorry?
Like a sincere.
You know what?
That's like, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, so, Oh, yeah. They're like, so-and-so died. And then it's like that fucking face.
I'm going to start using that face, not that face. And see if people realize that that is shorthand sorry.
I'm going to let you know right now. People will not.
They'll be like gritting your teeth, not gritting your teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, like our listeners will know.
They'll know.
So when you text our listeners.
Yep. Hey, tweet me all of your phone numbers so I can test this.
Do not do that.
Not responsible enough to handle that. Abuse that power.
Especially because you didn't even say DM.
You said text.
Yeah.
And they're going to tweet it at you? Oh, man.
Oh, guys.
What if that worked, though? What if it worked?
To what end?
I don't know. Colin's got a bunch of phone numbers.
I already have a bunch. I never use them.
Oh, God.
They're work contacts, Mogi. Get your ad out of the gutter.
Work contacts.
Work contacts.
Ryan?
Yes.
What are yours?
Okay, so I had trouble.
I feel warm.
I don't think I consume... You guys all gave very good examples. But I don't consume that many things where, like, dumb people fall in love with other
dumb
people.
Here comes the bookworm.
No, is it? It's not. It's bookworm. It's movies. But it... So, like, I thought about, like, Andy from Parks and Rec and April. And I do like them.
Yeah, they're
but
great.
But she's not a fool. Yeah. She's not a fool.
No.
Okay, so then I was like, ugh, these gotta be fools. They gotta be fools. So, all right, you guys, I've gone on the record about how I feel about the princesses in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. They are too good for Bill and Ted.
Yes.
They are only together because of circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
The princesses need to move on. So let's say it's the 80s.
Okay.
Bill and Ted get the princesses.
Yes.
They have some good times together. Princesses go to college, start new lives.
Okay.
It's about time for everyone's 10-year reunion.
Okay.
Okay, so we're 90s now.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Late 90s.
Yeah, okay. Late 90s.
And then on the way to the 10-year reunion, Bill and Ted meet up with Romy and Michelle.
Oh, shit.
And the four of them live happily ever after.
That is so fucking good, Ryan. That's so good. That is really
I mean, that
amazing.
Should just be Bill and Ted and Romy and Michelle?
Yeah.
That is a movie.
That's a movie.
That's unfortunately, so good.
We lack the rights or the casting ability, but that the four of them, they and sometimes they switch off. Would who cares they? Who's with who?
Yeah, it profoundly doesn't matter.
I thought about it a lot this afternoon, then I was like, they'll all be happy.
They might not even notice.
Honestly, I think they all sleep in a California king.
Yeah, I think they do.
The big comfy couch.
Yep.
Oh, that was pile
on. Suicide Squad is playing.
I was just going to say.
Yes! Great mind. Depressed mind.
Every night. Every night they watch it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. I thought you were going to try to ship the princesses, and they're like, no, they just go off and do their own thing.
Yeah, okay. I think they have good lives. Like, one of them becomes a lawyer. Another one's a history professor. They still have dinner with Bill and Ted. It's very cordial, but they were never in love.
But, like, in this version of the reality, like, Bill and Ted don't go, like, Wild Stallions doesn't go on to, like, bring world peace.
Oh, yeah, that was never going to happen.
Okay. That's a different
George Carlin was just being nice.
But if it's 10-year reunion, hasn't that already happened by the time they meet Rory and Michelle? Because that's like 95.
Did you say Rory? Seven?
He did say that.
I'm sorry.
Rory and Lorelai.
That's what you meant. Just two dumbest characters.
Romy and Michelle. I apologize.
Okay. Maybe the events of Bogus Journey happened, but then there's babies involved. You know what?
The princesses can raise those kids.
The princesses have full custody.
The judge takes one look at those knuckleheads.
Exactly. And so they get famous like at the end of Bill and Ted's Excellent. I'm sorry, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. But like they have not changed the world. Because Wild Stallions was never really the thing. It was about hope.
Rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they don't even need to record some like awesome songs to bring about world peace?
No. They just that one That's song.
Just it was just one. It's just that one graphic of them slowly strumming.
Rock and roll to you. Rock and roll to you.
Also written by Cherry Garcia.
Cherry.
It's pronounced Cherry.
Damn it! I always get that first Rory and now this.
Hey guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.